This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I. com.
Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. And a happy Tuesday morning to you. My name is Nicholas Harry Callis. The Fan Only Morning Show for the Average Joe. And when the Average Joe wants to shop like a pro, the Average Joe can go to CJR Wholesale. What a sports night it was yesterday. The Florida Panthers avoiding embarrassment. They went 2-1 in Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Finals. They went after falling short last year. Good story there. It's also good. I always feel bad for a team that may get embarrassed, although it is funny. You have memes, and you get to taunt them, and, you know, it's not you. It's nothing to worry about either because we're neutral fans, right? Sometimes you cheer for that. But, no, they came back to win. I guess they didn't come back. They had the lead for most of the series. So they forged through, I guess you could call it, the Panthers. Again, win Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Finals, 2-1. And they win the Stanley Cup. Congrats to them on all their success. Pirates did not have such fortune, although they weren't in a championship series, but this one was rough. 11-5, final score yesterday in the first game of three in the series. Can never stress enough how important these division games are, especially when teams in your division are directly in line with where you are in the wild card standings. Now, some of those other games where you're playing other teams in other National League divisions or maybe teams from the American League, there's not as much pressure, I would say, because those games aren't directly affecting you in relation to teams in your division. Now, I guess you could make an argument that the wild card teams, if you're playing a team that's in the National League, that all those National League teams are also in correlation with you because you're all fighting for the same spots down below. So, I mean, that's fair, but you get what I mean. Division games are important as well, just because you're in a division race. You've got four other teams that, you know, could get guaranteed a spot if they finish in first place. The Brewers are looking like the favorite right now, and they've had a lead for a while. But you get my point still. Those division games, they're important. Division games are important. I don't think you need me to tell you that. But Pirates and the Reds now have the same record. They're both 37-41, both 8.5 back of the first place Brewers. Cardinals have cut into the deficit now. They're getting away from 500 in the correct direction now. They're 40-37. And they're, yeah, again, five games out. The Brewers are 46-33. And they're getting closer to the Dodgers now, too. I remember talking about a couple weeks ago that the National League Central looked like the weaker of the three divisions from the top, but the bottoms were stronger. Still kind of holds true. But the Dodgers, 49-31. The Brewers are catching up on the Dodgers now. It's about three wins back from being as good as them in terms of records. So, yeah, I mean, I don't know how much that'll affect the Pirates right now because they can't get out of their way. Bailey Falter, who was reliable. Now, again, it's Great American Ballpark. It's one of the best hitters' parks, one of the most notorious hitters' parks in the league. Falter only goes four innings, gives up 4 runs on 5 hits. They were putting the ball in play against him, which is what you expect. You know, he walked one guy. That's not terrible, but still, you know, you're playing at Great American Ballpark. Ball's in play. We're not favoring Bailey Falter in this one. But now, as the wildcard standings have it, both the Pirates and the Reds are 2.5 games out of the third wildcard spot right now, occupied by the San Diego Padres. The Cardinals getting more and more comfortable by the day with a 40-37 record. They have a 1 game up on the second wildcard spot of 3 in the National League. Now, 3 teams are ahead of the Pirates, 1 team's tied, and the Cubs are right on their tail. So the National League Central teams have fallen a bit. I mean, they're still in the race, though, but there's the Reds, the Pirates, and the Cubs back-to-back-to-back. The Reds and Pirates are tied. The Cubs are 37-42. They're a half game back of the Reds and the Pirates. That's 3 games back of that third wildcard spot. That makes these games so important. I'm kind of questioning, too, and this is a topic that I want to have or discuss with you out there. 412-928-9370. That's the phone number. You can reach me at 412-928-9370. You can also talk to me on X, too, at Kallas underscore 33. That's C-A-L-L-A-S underscore 33. Talk to me in written form on X or call me. Let me hear your voice. Let me hear what you have to say. I'm debating between, at least in this season in particular, or maybe in the entire history of baseball, are winning streaks overrated, or is, I don't want to put this because that's not exactly how I mean it. I want to see how I want to frame this discussion, because this year anybody can make it at any point in time. I mean, even the Giants, I said yesterday, oh, the Giants are starting to fall off. You know, they had a 5-game losing streak, but then they won 1 game and all of a sudden they're tied with the Cubs 3 games back of the division. Or excuse me, of the wild card, the third wild card spot in the National League. Is an abundance of wins, here's how I want to frame this then. In a season like this, is having a big winning streak necessary to do well come playoff time? And I just mean that because I've seen teams before in baseball, I mean in other sports too, where they have a great start to the season. They win a lot of games. They put a lot of winning together. They have 7-8 game winning streaks. They have a lead, and then toward the end of the year, they start to fall off, or they start to reach the median, and come playoff time, they can't win, or they struggle to win, or they get beat by a team that got hot late. Part of me wants to believe, with my eternal optimism, that the Pirates are actually best set up for success because they're hanging around the median now, and if they could acquire talent, as we've heard from Bob Nutting and Ben Cherington, that seems like the goal is to win now. If they do acquire help and they get better and they go on a run down the stretch, they sneak into a playoff spot and then they're hot come playoff time. I mean, is that the better approach? Is that the better goal? Or, I mean, would you rather see sheer dominance? Now, I was almost going to ask the question, well, you know, do you wish they just fell from the get-go and it was just a foregone conclusion at this point instead of worrying? And then I thought about it and I'm like, no, I like worrying. I like the fact that the Pirates are in the race. That's a good thing. That makes me excited. I want to see them in the race. So that seemed like a silly question once I asked it. Just thinking about it, no. Because it's kind of like with the Steelers, we asked that too, like, you know, would we rather the Steelers miss the playoffs or they're just going to go in and win in the first round? Or lose in the first round, get beat in the first round. And the ultimate refrain has been, I think, year to year, that no, we enjoy the Steelers being in the playoffs because hindsight's 20/20. We don't know in the moment where we're excited and we're building up to that playoff game. We don't know if they're going to lose. So it's exciting to cheer for them, and it's exciting for them to be in the big game and at least have a chance, because you always have a chance if you're in. If you miss the playoffs, it's really depressing. So from that regard, no, I mean, I'm glad that the Pirates are in it, and it's exciting that the Pirates are in it. It's going to feel like a real missed opportunity if they can't make the playoffs, especially if they don't do anything to bolster their roster right now. But, I mean, is it important? I mean, is it important for the Pirates to go on a winning streak? Are we good with them just winning one of three here? You know, winning two of three there? They haven't been swept in a little while, which, you know, is good. So, I mean, you tell me, I mean, do you like seeing this right now? Eventually, if they're going to make the playoffs, they have to go on a slight run. They might have to win three in a row. Oh, they might have to win four in a row to be able to qualify for the playoffs. That's what it's looking like here. They might have to go on a winning stretch. They have to forge through at some point this season. But for a season like this, for example, or, I mean, in general, can you get by as a team? Do you think you can get by as a team without having an extensive winning streak? Do you think you can get by? And specifically in this season, you know, I'll ask, do you think you can get by? Do you think the Pirates can get by without going on a massive winning streak? I mean, it's been a pattern for a little while now. They win two in a series, they lose two in a series. They win two in a series, and they're just kind of going back and forth. They're bobbing. And it's keeping them in the race. Now, again, it's a little extra frustrating this series to lose a game. You want them to take an advantage at some point, especially against teams. I mean, it's these National League Central games are so important, not only, again, because of the division weight that it carries, that all the wins that they accumulate carry, but also because the National League Central teams are all in the wild card race. They're all right next to each other right now, too. Again, the Reds and the Pirates, they both have 37 and 41 records. They're both right there. The Cubs are right behind with a 37 and 42 record. The Cardinals already have a wild card spot at this moment with a 40 and 37 record. So they're all there. They're all in the hunt. You're going to be around the Cardinals if you make it to the top there, but the two other teams that are in your division are also right next to you. Are you good with them at this point? I mean, have you become comfortable with them just winning enough to stay in it? Or do you think that they need a winning streak? Do you think that they need a long winning streak? Like, do you think they need, one or two 7-game winning streaks down the stretch to be able to qualify? Or, I mean, if they make it, I mean, do you think it's going to be worthwhile? Do you think that them making it, do they have a legitimate chance as their roster is constructed right now to make it? Do you think that if they add a certain piece or two that they'll be more likely to make it through the playoffs, more likely to win the games they need to down the stretch to qualify? Give me a call. Answer that for me. 412-928-9370. Talk to me this morning. Kind of reacting a little bit to the Pirates' 11-5 loss. I mean, we'll get there. The big story, it looked like, is that Bailey Falter just had a rough time at Great American Ballpark. They were putting the ball in play against him. And then toward the middle of the game fell off the rails. Cruz homered, if that's anything. He homered when it was already quite out of reach, but yeah, that was exciting. The Pirates, I mean, they scored 5. They just gave up 11, but they scored 5. So whatever that, that's worth. But kind of reacting here to that 11-5 loss yesterday. Pirates lose to the Cincinnati Reds. Just to highlight this, too, because we were talking about who should bat leadoff. We were talking about that a little bit yesterday during the morning show main. Who should lead off? And McCutchen, once again, producing out of the leadoff spot for the Pirates. Got one hit, walked one, so he's on base twice. Brian Reynolds continues to be June. Brian Reynolds, 2-for-4. Edward Olivares got 3 hits, and he walked, so he was on base all 4 times he was at the plate. O'Neill Cruz, 2-for-5 with a home run. So, Rowdy Tellez, 0-for-4. Yeah. No, that's a tough one. Okay, yeah, but the offense looked like it was doing some good stuff in the game, and I mean, it was close for a little while. Well, I guess that's not entirely true. I forgot about that. It was 1-0. The Pirates had a lead for a short time, and then the Reds went up 5-1. The teams traded 2s in the 5th. Yeah, no, never mind. It was not quite close at all. I forgot about that big 4th inning that the Reds had. But Yeah, I mean, what do the Pirates need to do? Is a winning streak necessary? Or do you think that they can get away with what they're doing, go on some tiny winning streaks down the stretch, maybe sweep one series? They're going to have to go on some surge at some point. They're going to have to distinguish themselves and break away. But, I mean, do they need extensive winning streaks, or can they get by with the bare minimum and still do well in the playoffs? Give me a call, 412-928-9370. My name is Nicholas Harry Callis. I got a quick break coming up here, but I'll be back with your phone calls and your reactions and with your conversation right here on the Fan Early Morning Show on Sports Radio 93.7.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Kevin the Fan. Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. I'm Nicholas Harry Callis, and we're reacting. Pirates lost 11-5 to the Cincinnati Reds in the first of three games in the series. And I've got a curiosity. I've got a question. I want to know what you think out there. Just what your opinion is. Are the Pirates going to need to go on a big winning streak to have a shot at the playoffs, or a shot to win in the playoffs? Or can they do the bare minimum, get by, snatch a third wild card spot, and still have success in the postseason? 412-928-9370. And I got some callers on the line already. You can get an open phone line as well, but we'll start with this caller on the line. Good morning. What's your name?
Brandon.
What's up?
I was going, these Pirates, they need to get on this winning streak, and they need to make some moves and get some offense into this team, because you look at the schedule after the All-Star break, they got one tough schedule coming up. You got Philly, San Diego, Atlanta. They need to get these wins while they can to remain in this playoff race.
Jordan, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. See, they've been kind of backwards. They've been competing well with teams that are good, and they've been giving away the games that you think that they should win. Aaron Civale was one of those games. I think even yesterday, you can kind of explain it away with Bailey Falter's pitching tendencies, but, I mean, that's a game that they weren't in position to win, but I feel like that's one of those tone setters that they definitely could have won had they not given up 11 runs. So they compete with the teams that are good. I mean, they did well against the Dodgers. They split a series with the Phillies, I believe, earlier in the year. So it's not like the really good teams are out to get them. I mean, I think they even beat the Braves in 2 of 3 at PNC Park. But playing in Atlanta is different. Playing on the road is different. But I'm not necessarily going to just dismiss those games after the All-Star break because the teams that they're playing have good records. I think that the Pirates can match up with the biggest teams in the National League, and they already have. And now they have Paul Skenes. They didn't have Paul Skenes starting in some of those games either. The Phillies, I'm thinking in particular. But I'm not scared personally of those big teams, of those big name teams that the Pirates are going to face. They've already proven that they can beat some of those big name teams already. So that one's not too much of a concern for me. Now, are they going to go on a streak? Are they going to sweep any of these teams? No, I don't think so. Because all of this year they've been playing down to some of the competition this year as well, and they've been unable to complete sweeps or unable to go on extended streaks. And the only thing stopping them right now, too, which is extra frustrating when you think about it, too, is that remember when they lost 7 in a row earlier in the year to start? I mean, that's the difference between them being in a playoff spot right now and not. That 7-game losing streak. They've got to counter that in some way, but also, I'm just curious, like maybe they don't. Maybe they can just keep doing the bare minimum, go on a tiny winning streak down the stretch, sneak into a playoff spot, and mow through the playoffs with their talented pitching staff. So that is what it is. I think they need to go on a run. I want to see them, you know, confidently get into the playoffs. I want to see them go on a winning streak, and I think they're going to need to make it to the playoffs at all. I don't think that they can do the bare minimum, and they cannot survive continuing to go back and forth, you know, 2 wins in a series, 1 win in a series. Again, they're not getting swept. They haven't gotten swept in a little bit. But just, you know, this alternating win a series, lose a series, win a series, lose a series. It's not going to be enough for them to make the playoffs. They keep doing that. They've got to distinguish themselves in some way. And we can't go back to the past, but if they hadn't lost 7 in a row earlier in the year, they'd be in better shape now. They've got to make up for that losing to be able to qualify for the playoffs. And the general manager and the owner are both saying that the goal is to win now. It's time to win now. They've got a roster structured with the capability of qualifying for the postseason. But they've got to do a little more. They've got to bolster it a little more. My name is Nicholas Arikalas. This has been the Fan Early Morning Show. Let me give you a fan weather real quick. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. 24 Silverado LT Crew Cab up to $7,500 in rebates. Full terms and qualifications at sunchevy.com today. High of 88, low of 60. It's going to be partly cloudy throughout the day. And I, you know, being outside this morning, it was quite pleasant. So if you haven't been out there yet, it's a pleasant experience. It is much more comfortable than the hot streak we had. The weather was on a hot streak, you know, last week. So that's kind of died down a little bit. It's been a comfortable temperature. And, of course, if you were outside at all yesterday, you know that the weather was spectacular. It's going to be a similar day to yesterday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC's senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.